school football teams across South Dakota are getting ready for their first games this weekend. Coaches are getting their players ready in what some officials say could be the hottest final week of August on record. One coach adjusting for the hot weather is Andrew Holman, head football coach at Vermilion High School.
The rest of the week we're just going to go half shell, which is just helmets and shoulder pads. And today is going to be more of a mental day. Of course, we always got our trainer that does a great job watching and making sure we're getting our water breaks, or if she sees a kid, can pull him aside.
Holman's Vermilion Tanagers have one advantage no other team in the state can claim. On days when it's not in use, he can move the team to the University of South Dakota's indoor field. Temperatures are expected to reach 90 to 100 degrees each day this week. For NPR News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Vermilion, South Dakota.
Turning to the U.S. economy, consumers are expressing more confidence in the economy's outlook. The Conference Board's confidence index rose to 81.5 this month. That's close to a 5.5-year high. Consumers are more optimistic about the economy's future several months ahead, but the private research group says people are still a bit more reserved about the current state of affairs. Home prices, meanwhile, are showing signs of slowing in most markets, month to month, that is, and that may be reflecting the impact of rising mortgage rates in the country. Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Price Index shows 14 of 20 cities surveyed posted smaller gains in June compared with the month before, even though June is the middle of the summer buying season.